Last month, the state's voters decided on the Republican and Democratic nominees for governor. But the primaries behind them, the winners will have to convince those who wanted someone else at the top of the ticket. Incumbent Governor Bruce Rauner probably thought he didn't need to worry about his only Republican opponent, State Representative Jeannie Ives, during the primary campaign. In the past, he'd called her a fringe candidate and decided to forego campaigning against her until just a few weeks before Election Day. When the votes were tallied election night, Rauner had snuck past Ives by just 3 percentage points. It was closer than most expected, and the governor acknowledged that in his victory speech.
For those of you around the state of Illinois who wanted to send me a message, let me be clear. I have heard you. I have traveled the state, and I have listened to you.
While heavily outspent, Ives was able to tap into the satisfaction among conservatives who felt Rauner had broken his promise on key legislation, including a measure to allow public funding for abortions. Rauner also spent most of his focus going after the Democratic frontrunner, J.B. Pritzker. But he soon found he had problems with those who had previously supported him. And even though the primary is now over, the governor has yet to bring Ives' backers into the fold. Ives herself makes that point.
They're supporters of mine saying we are not going to vote for him regardless of what he says. He has so betrayed who what we stand for as Republicans.
While the circumstances might be different, the insurgent campaign Ives ran harkens to Donald Trump defeating establishment Republicans on his way to the White House. Those who felt left out or maybe even taken for granted went for Trump and sent a message. In Illinois, Rauner seems to realize he has work to do.
There are issues that divide us, and I know now, and as I've known for a while, that we need to find common ground to bridge the divides.
Rauner has done his best to separate himself from President Trump, but there are similarities in their backgrounds. Both have been successful in business and very wealthy. Rauner's wealth has been a key rallying point for Democrats, who view him as out of touch with the working class and spotlight his attacks on organized labor to make their point. So what did Democrats do? They nominated someone with even more money. J.B. Pritzker, an heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune, let the dollars flow in beating back candidates including Chris Kennedy and Daniel Biss in the primary. Biss, a state senator, billed himself as the only progressive in the race and called out Pritzker's ties with House Speaker Michael Madigan. Biss has yet to formally endorse Pritzker in the general election, saying he wants more assurances the nominee would work for issues like campaign finance reform.
I would love for J.B. to empower me to make that kind of affirmative endorsement of his campaign.
Through a spokeswoman, Pritzker says he's willing to continue pushing for something a lot of progressives want, a graduated income tax. There are still questions about Pritzker, who once ran unsuccessfully for Congress, although some vetting did occur in the primary race. The public heard a decade-old taped conversation with Rod Blagojevich during which Pritzker talks about political appointments with the now-in-prison former governor. Progressive voters might not see Pritzker as their first choice, but many seem willing to come into the fold, like Heather Dykes of Springfield. She says while she would have preferred Biss as the Democratic candidate, she'll vote for Pritzker in November.
I think most of the Biss supporters are going to vote for JB. Some Biss supporters had a couple of issues with JB, mainly that he is from a very, very wealthy class and concerns that maybe he doesn't necessarily understand the needs of people in the middle to lower classes.
Just as Trump upended the Republican establishment, progressives also have made inroads on the Democratic side. And while Pritzker still has to convince some Democrats, his challenge is much different than Rauner's. Chris Mooney, a political science professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago, says Rauner has the more difficult task of restoring trust with a large segment of his party's base.
And so the question is, can Rauner look to them? He doesn't have to worry about them voting for Pritzker. I think that's pretty clear. But what he has to do is get them to come out to vote in November.
As for Jeannie Ives, she says she will vote for Rauner, but has made it clear she has no plans to campaign for him. While both Pritzker and Rauner will spend the next several months telling all voters why they should be elected, they'll also be busy mending fences in their own political backyards. I'm Daisy Contreras.